Greetings and salutations. Once again, it's Italis One coming at you this afternoon. Happy Thursday. This is the third take, and we're just saying blessings to everyone. Make sure you like and share and subscribe. Touch the notification button so that you will get all the podcasts and you'll know when I'm on, when a new content comes out. Love to everybody. Mega love shout out to everybody. Happy Thursday. We're here once again doing a podcast this afternoon, lifting up the name of the Most High, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Going forward, my sisters and brothers, in these times. Yes. So how is everyone doing this afternoon? I hope you are good health, good spirit. I hope that you are ready for this Advent season and you're preparing yourself to be in the mind, body, and soul of Christmas, Thanksgiving, and onward to the new year. Yes, so forgive me if I haven't been doing any content at the moment, just trying to get everything in order, trying to keep everything maintained, being patient, detoxifying the whole man, getting my mind and thoughts in the right frame. Yes, so we just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for the encouragement. The ones, you know who you are, and the new friends and all the old friends, thank you very much for your support, man. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Yes, so friends, we are continuing to walk by faith, right? We are continuing to hold on to the promises, and we are continuing to encourage ourselves and each other in these last days. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, I think about certain things like the Bible and the truth that it share, you know. But even though, you see, the Bible is a book of truth, it is a historical book too, you know. And I come from, my ancestors come from Africa, right? And we all know Africa is a continent full of people of color, you know. But then in the recent years, I've come to realize a lot of information about our people has never been told. And partially for, you know, different motives, agendas, it has never been told to our people. Yeah. And fast forwarding to today, a lot of our people still don't know our history. But thank God, the Bible was created and designed the way it was designed, because it is a book that has not only given a lot of truth but historical facts, and it's coded, you know. It is coded so deep sometimes that the only way for you to get these revelation is by the Holy Spirit. No doubt about it. The Holy Spirit give you revelation to see for yourself that Africa is a part of the book. It's a part of the Bible, and it tells the origin and it tells the end all together in these 66 books they call the Bible, the scriptures. And once you do it, delve into this book, no lie, once you delve into this book, I'm telling you, you will, your eyes will be open, right? The scales from your eyes will be lifted, and you would have to acknowledge some things that were not taught to you, right? But it was taught in the scripture, right? So the way the world designed, it keep us so occupied, so busy, that it seems like it's an extra burden to delve into the scripture. But glory be to the Almighty God that is giving us one day that we can dwell into the scripture and take it line upon line and dissect and understand what is about who we are, where we come from. It doesn't give us, you know, a family tree, but it gives us enough information to see, say, people of color were always there and always came from somewhere within this planet we call Earth. We didn't just arise out of slavery. We've been here before slavery, and we were not always the people then that we used to see, whether it be National Geographic or Tarzan movies or whatsoever, these little movies of biasness. No, sir. We were people who were people of occupation, people of royalty, prophets and priests and men of leadership, men of renown. We've always been there, but the history again has been tampered with. But one thing they could not tamper with by the Spirit of God, I believe it was the Spirit of God that touched the heart of men, that all they tried to do, they could not tamper with the book. They could tamper how the book was portrayed. They could tamper how the book was related to the everyday man. They could prevent you from understanding the book and dictate only what they thought was beneficial for you. But God had his people who told us the book from Genesis to Revelation, who recited the book from Genesis to Revelation, who never skipped the book from Genesis to Revelation. And God bless those people. I'm sure they have a star in their crown, because again, a man could have told you about Genesis and he could have skipped Exodus and gone to Leviticus, and could have skipped Deuteronomy and gone to Judges, right? It was all based upon the man. But then God having people who said, I'm going to tell you Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Judges 1, Judges 2, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, right? Who just went right through without skipping a letter, a chapter, or a verse. So God bless God having people who are on board and understand that there is a heavenly throne and a heavenly place set aside for his people. And even if there are some that crept in amongst us who want to divert, note them, but stay with the man who go through letter, chapter, and verse right through, right? And this was really like the beginning of revelation for me, right? Because a lot of time we read the Bible, we read the book with spirit, you know, we read it with spirit, and we get emotional and we get excited with the fact that, yes, the Spirit is free. You know, the Spirit is free. That is all fine and good. The Spirit is free. But the book is still a historical book. That's why people are still digging the grounds of Israel and Palestine and Egypt and Lebanon and Syria and Iran and all these areas, because these are the areas where is the cradle of civilization, right? Where you had Abraham and Noah, and you had Jacob and Esau and Israel, Joseph, all these prophets and kings, David and right through Solomon and Obadiah and Malachi and Nahum and Habakkuk, right? And Ruth, yeah, and Job. All these people roam the land that I spoke about. And the book is accurate to the T. Now the names have changed, but the location is the same. And you'd even go as far as talking about Ethiopia, right? Because we know Rome is still Rome. And we know all the other places around here, Philippi and Corinthia and Pompeii, all these places are still there. But when you're talking about Ethiopia, even to this day, right, which is just a little spot on the map, but in those days, Ethiopia was the whole of Africa, which was also the name Abyssinia. And we don't know how far it stretched, because it could have stretched right into Egypt too, who knows. But people, you know, throughout history have carved out where Ethiopia, but the name still live on, and the name can be found even in the Bible. And it is associated with black folk, you know, everybody know that. So, but I still give thanks, right? Because the scripture is what's gonna save a lot of people from damnation, right? The message that the scripture bring, the spiritual message and the historical message, right? Because some believe by faith, but some believe also by facts, right? And this is why I say today, you know, you have to dissect the book, and you have to really get into the book to understand, is this the truth? Is this for real? Is this what men are killing themselves over literally today? Is this the reason why there are wars and rumors of wars? Because the message is in the book. But also the message is showing you that it's not made up, it's historical facts documented. And that's why you have archaeologists still out there doing their thing, right? Proving that this is factual, because they don't have no blueprints. They don't have no maps to go by, except for the maps from are documented in the Bible, right? Documented through word of mouth, you know, who are passed down from generation to generation. Yeah, so me love the Bible, man. Me don't care what nobody say, because if it was, even if I wasn't a believer, I still would love the Bible, right? Because the Bible is the only factual facts, you know what I'm saying? Only factual facts that's out there to this day to vilify everything that has taken place in history, right up onto slavery, and why the earth is the way it is today, right? And even though, you know, you can also be very disappointed in the Bible, right? Because the earth is not such a pretty place as it is depicted, right? But you can appreciate it, and you can say, well, the end is better than the beginning, because the end finish with a happy ending, whether we like it or not. It's a happy ending, because it speaks about eternity, right? And it speaks about eternity for those who are on the right side, right? So it's not a biased thing. It's not a fantasy or anything. It's a reality, and it's a choice that make you know, say, okay, you have to choose, you know. If you want a better world, you have to do the work from down here to get the better world that you're desiring. You understand? It's a real brain twister, so to speak. It's a real brain twister, so to speak, but you have to also take it by faith, because you will not understand everything. You will not have everything to the T. We're only human, and human people, you know, will fail at some point. But this again, if we to go based upon our own understanding on every level, we'll never get there. It had to be the Spirit of God to instruct men, to tell us that, okay, we cannot go off our emotion. We have to go by the Spirit. And when the Spirit tells us, forgive, lest you be forgiven. Which normal man could tell you that? Right? But the book, based upon the Spirit that is writing the book, which comes from God, because the only could God tell you that, forgive. Right? Lest you be forgiven. It's the truth. That is the truth. Right? Even up to the point where Jesus is on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for you know not what they do. It's the truth, that, because a lot of us do things after the fact, and then we want to ask for forgiveness. So true indeed, man. So me love the book. Me love the book no matter what. It's the best book on the face of the earth, and the best selling book on the face of the earth. You hear about these other books where them say, oh, it's a bestseller. None of them outsell the Bible. I guarantee you, none of them outsell the Bible. The Bible is the best-selling book on the earth. You understand? And throughout history, throughout time. So anytime time finish, I don't know when time I'm gonna finish, but when time finish, you will see, say, the Bible is the best-selling book throughout all time. All when you dip on your deathbed, the only book you're gonna call, or man would think about calling to have beside them, is the Bible. So all you non-believers, you probably will believe by the time me finish this, but it takes some time just to think about what I'm saying. The Bible is the best-selling book, and there is reasons behind it. There is no motives, but there is reasons behind it why this book is the best-selling book of all time. Right? Because the wickedness of man Oh dear. And I'm telling you, when it's their time, right? Because wickedness have a time limit and a time frame. And them don't say them wicked, you know. But them don't say them time up. Who them a call for? Who them a call for? What them a call for? Them a call for the book. Them a call for the book. The book of God. You know? And it's amazing, you know, because people do a lot of wickedness, but you see something, God is not man. God have room for people who we believe should be in hell, and he make room for them up at heaven. Man have a change of heart, and it wasn't because a man give him some motivational speech, no, it's because the word of God pierced the man's heart and change him heart and make him realize him seen and him heard, and he understand now say he was wrong, and him can't enter into heaven with him wrong thinking and wrong behavior and wrong mindset. He must have changed his mindset. So when he make that choice and say, okay, God forgive, because I need to be forgiven, him say, yes, the Bible is the way. Now he have left a lot of damage down here, but if God give him an extra 5 or 10 minutes to correct it, he can correct it with the confession of his mouth. That's why this is the best selling book in the world. We not telling a lie. It is the best. It's caused a lot of trouble, but it's done a lot of good. So, you know, and it has brought a lot of dark things to light. Yeah, it's brought a dark things, a lot of dark things to light, where, you know, like I said, us Africans who don't know a lot of our history, right? Whether because of distance, or because of ignorance, or because it was tampered with, whatever the case may be, we fall in all three categories. But at the same time, the little bit of knowledge where we know, say, yeah, we were a part of the book. Eh? I mean, I think nobody else could say that. No other nation could really say that, other than maybe, you know, the Romans and the Egyptians and the Philistines, right? And the so-called Israelites, whoever them may be in this time. That's another topic for another day, another podcast, another live stream, you know. But for overall, this is the case. Yeah, this is the case. And I just thank the Almighty for the book, man, because it's encouraging to know. It is encouraging even in these times, you know, that we are not lost. We are found. We've never been lost. We've been denied, but we have never been lost. And now that we are found, we shall receive all that is coming, all that has been taken away. We shall be able to receive it again in these last days by the grace of God. Yeah. So people, thank you for listening to me. This little short snippet. Happy Thursday again to everybody. Like, share, and subscribe. Connect with others. Drop your link in the comments. Leave a comment so that others can subscribe to you. I appreciate it. Share it with a friend. Tell a friend. I tell this one on the platform. See you tomorrow. God willing, blessings.